It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Degenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And welcome on into the show. I hope you had a safe Memorial Day weekend. I'm Debbie Degenovic, joined today by guest host Amy Donaldson from the Deseret News. Amy's appropriately socially distanced from me for a vacationing Dave Noriega. Hi, Amy, you there?
Yeah, I'm broadcasting live from the metropolis of Taylorsville.
Inside your home?
yes. My now everyone knows about how lame my studio is here at home.
Well, you sound good. We can hear you just fine. And so we're looking forward to an in-depth discussion today. And we begin this Tuesday with a very, very tough story that happened over the weekend. And sure, a lot of folks who are out of town may have missed it and are just getting caught up on the news. And I think, Amy, this is a story that, as we go in-depth, is likely not fit for little ears. So parents, here's your 30-second warning to get your earbuds in, or at least turn the volume down, and you can always podcast us later.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dave and Degenovic.
Amy and I going in-depth this hour on Utah's top local story, which is sadly a Tinder date that turned deadly. Layton police say 25-year-old Ashlyn Black was killed by a man she just met on the dating app Tinder. And Amy, that her accused murderer confessed the crime. It's just tragic.
Horrific details. I mean, this is everyone's worst nightmare, every parent's worst nightmare. And, you know, I think what killed me was when her family released the photo of her. And she's just like, she could be my friend. I see her as one of my hiking buddies, one of my running friends.
I felt the same way. And in fact, I tweeted out after I saw the photo of Ashlyn Black that Ashlyn could be anybody's daughter. Let's bring KSL News Radio's Mary Richards into the conversation. Mary's been covering this story all morning long. Actually, we're trying to raise Mary by phone right now to bring her into the conversation. But let me give you some of the details as they continue to develop. And they are certainly gruesome. So as I said, warning to parents, this is not for little ears. But Layton police continue to paint a picture of what happened. And it happened early Sunday morning. And Amy, she had just met this guy, Ethan Hunsaker, on Tinder just a few hours before. But here's more information on how they met.
Hunsaker reported having met the female victim on Tinder, a dating application.
Which is a dating app that a lot of parents, and you probably included, we have kids who use this.
Yeah, both my daughters have used Tinder.
What were your first thoughts when you saw that this had happened over a Tinder date? Did you call them?
Well, no, I didn't. I definitely am one of those moms who's like, did you hear what's in the news? Did you know what I wrote about tonight? So I try not to do that. I don't want to give them an overactive sense of fear, right? They unfortunately get too much from me and my husband, but the first thing I thought of was, like, I'm just heartbroken for her family because I know the kind of conversations that are going to happen when something like this happens. And they're not all of them are productive or helpful when you're grieving your baby.
And you mean by conversations such as victim shaming that I've seen online?
Yeah.
Like it's her fault?
Exactly. I think people don't even realize they're doing it. They don't even understand what it is. They think all I'm doing is asking questions. All I'm doing is I'm trying to learn from this. And I think that sometimes people are not aware exactly what is victim shaming. I know we're going to talk about victim shaming with some experts, but I think if you're ever asking yourself, or if you're saying, if she hadn't done that, this wouldn't happen, that falls into that category. So when you're questioning her motives, what she did, why she did it, instead of just letting the story unfold and trying to understand or have some empathy, I think then you've crossed over into that category of people who are passing judgment on what she did and how she did it. And, you know, you and I have talked about it. This Tinder is just the method in this particular murder. This has been going on as long as there have been men and women dating.
Who go on what we call in the past blind dates.
Mm-hmm.
Blind dates. So Ethan Hunsaker is accused in the murder of Ashlyn Black, 25 years old. She's deceased after going on a Tinder date. Let's bring Mary Richards into the conversation of KSL News Radio. Of course, she's been covering this story all morning long, joining us live here on the line. Mary, what's the latest this morning? In fact, I'm just going to ask you, do we know if Ethan Hunsaker is going to be charged formally today?
You know, that's a question where now that it's kind of business hours, we're going to try to find out these answers. Those formal charges coming, you know, usually there's a certain time frame that they could be held in jail. The holiday might kind of change that time frame, so there might be a little bit more of a leeway there. Because once we get those charging documents, we might see better any sort of more of motive, any more reasoning. We got a lot from the police statements when he was booked into jail about what had happened. About this attack that the police said in Layton that it appears to have been unprovoked. But reading more into there, talking about some diagnoses of mental illnesses and also telling police or officers that he had had thoughts every day of homicide and suicide. So there's a lot to unpack there from what's going on and learning more about the suspect as we learn more and remember more about the victim as well.
Mary, have the police given you any details about what they're learning from his online profile? I mean, was this something that he had planned, or was this something impulsive?
That's a very good question, because there's a lot that they're still kind of keeping close to the vest, because investigators really want to put together a good case for prosecutors. We're kind of inferring a little bit more from what we've learned from a woman named Autumn Daly, who spoke to KSL TV about the kind of behavior that Hunsaker was doing with her, like incessant texting, constantly asking her to make plans to do something. They met at work a few years back, and we just kind of stayed in contact. And her quotes kind of stick out to me, saying he was texting every day. It was overbearing. You just can't take no for an answer. And she kept kind of politely declining. And she was starting to kind of feel like maybe she might have kind of missed, I don't know how to put this, but she could have been a victim, perhaps, in the way that he kept pestering her to hang out and be with him.
Yeah.
And if this is true, that he allegedly had been thinking every day about killing someone, what if it would have been her? I mean, the thoughts that she has, which is overwhelming right now.
Mary, I hate to interrupt you during this conversation, but your audio has gone from bad to worse, so it's really difficult to hear you. I'm sure our listeners are struggling like Amy and I are to hear you. So we'll get back to you in just a little bit, Mary, as we try to fix your audio. But again, Ethan Hunsaker, Amy, picked up Ashlyn Black on Saturday night. They went to a bar. Then they go back to his place, and this is the point where I think a lot of people are saying, oh, if she just would not have gone back to his place, she would still be alive. I'm seeing that on social media. I'm talking to friends who think that is definitely the case, but we don't know.
No,
we don't know. There's no way to be able to tell whether she would have met the same fate. If perhaps, I mean, he did come to her house and pick her up. That's also giving people a lot of pause. Why did she allow that to happen? And again, we're judging a circumstance. We don't know all the details to, but we don't know. I mean, what if
I mean,
they
let me
had
ask
just
you, Debbie, have you had someone come pick you up at your house on a blind date or
Amy,
first date? I have too.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've gone to someone's house that I didn't know very well. And let me just say that I've had friends assaulted, and I've written about women who were murdered in any number of places, parking garages, outside of clubs, in parks. There's no guarantee. It doesn't mean anything. It means that she trusted him, and I always tell people, being trusting is not a flaw. Being a trusting and believing the best in people is not a flaw. Now, we're going to get into some things later that might that might help you. But I don't think being a trusting person is something to be ashamed of.
Well, and how in the world are you going to know when you are on an online dating site that this individual has fantasized about killing people? They don't put that in their profile.
Sadly, before we move
the discussion along, let me tell you, not even neighbors who talked to the media, who talked to KSL TV and KSL News Radio, suspected anything.
I would hardly ever see them.
It always seemed like there was nobody there.
Yeah, like there was just nobody around. They did not suspect anything. So it is certainly the conversation that many probably think they have an answer to. Just don't go home with a man you've never met before. But the truth is, Ashlyn could be anyone's daughter. She could be my daughter. She could be your daughter. So let's all be grateful for the chance you'll have tonight to sit down with your own daughter and repeat the conversation that we're going to have. It's going to be a tough one, but we're going to have it.
Dude,
even as the crisis starts to wind down, we hope you found a home for news, weather, and conversation here on KSL.
Tim and Amanda at 5, Dave and Debbie at 9 on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.